Welcome to the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Lui Nishmas from Moshe Har Zetzal, Uli Lui Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Cheska Ber Shalom Hartman Zetzal, whose yortzeit is Chai Kislev, the day that this daf is being learned. We're holding in Yumo Daf Mevov in the Art School of Zvador edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloch Evov, starting in Daf Mehemud base, 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is continuing to ask the questions they have to do with Purim and Yisrofim, Seir and Yisrofim. When you have the bull and the goat, it is being burnt and needs to be burned outside. If it went out before Zrikas Adam, is a problem of Yoytze or not? Usually, an animal that goes out of Beis Hamikdash, there's a psul Yoytze. But here, eventually, it will go out to Beis Hamikdash. So here's the psul Yoytze if it went out too early. So the one matzrichale kerab shir min lokish. The whole question is according to Rish Lakish. According to Abiyachim, there's no question. What? This palgun, the machlekes is, hashoichet toido bifnim velachmo chutz lechoimo, loy kiddush alechem. So if someone shechs korban toido, korban toido comes the animal together with bread. Someone shechs the toido inside, and the bread is sitting outside, loy kiddush alechem. What does it mean sitting outside? So Abiyachim ha'mah chutz lechoimo is Yerushalayim. We are going to say it outside of Yerushalayim, but if it's in Yerushalayim, it does become Kaddish. Even if it's outside of Beis Hamikdash, it does not become a Kaddish. So what is the reasoning? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the Lachmei Toido eventually will be eaten in Yerushalayim, so even though now it's before the Korban was Nishchat, if they are in Yerushalayim, it's fine, because that's what they're going to get there eventually. Rish Lakish says, yes, eventually they'll get there, but not right now. They have to be in Beis Hamikdash, and if they're outside Beis Hamikdash, they don't become Kaddish. So they want the same thing over here regarding Purim and Yisrofim, Seir and Yisrofim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, because they're eventually going to get there outside of Yerushalayim, so now if they went out too early, it's also going to be okay. But according to Rish Lakish, the fact they're going to get there eventually, so the Chorus says, do you see the same logic by Purim and Yisrofim, Seir and Yisrofim? Continues the Gemara in the Mevov and Mudalev. More first of all, it says Rav Shimon Lakish kedait. Rav Shimon Lakish goes l'shita. So, Doma Avam Rav Shimon Lakish, Bsar Shlomi shiyotzo v'chakech nichnas. If the Bsar Shlomi went outside and then went back inside, v'nizrik olov min adam, and they threw the blood afterwards. K'var nifsa b'shuvayitzi. Nifsa b'shuvayitzi. Even though it's supposed to go out to Yerushalayim eventually, but if it went too early, it's nifsa b'shuvayitzi. So Gemara says the question of seeing Yisrael part of Yisrofi was according to Rav Lakish. It's a question also according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalayim api sheinu mechitza lekodesh kadoshim mechitza lekodesh kolim. In the case of Toido, you have a wall, the wall of Yerushalayim. So you say the wall of Yerushalayim is not enough lekodesh kadoshim, it is enough lekodesh kolim. So you have here the lachmi Toido outside of Beis Hamikdash, but in Yerushalayim, there's still in a place that has a choyma. But chutzuch ma'as Yerushalayim, but where you take seir many srafim, which is outside of the choyim Yerushalayim, ain't a mechitza lo lekodesh kadoshim lo lekodesh kolim. There's no choyim at all. It's just outside in the outside of everything. So there, maybe even according to Rabbi Yochanan, going out to there before zrika will be poisel the carbon, will poisel the parim and srafim, seir many srafim. Omar Amano ain't a mechitza lehem. So Amano said, I disagree with this logic. Outside of Yerushalayim, is there mechitza? Meaning, it doesn't have an actual wall, but that's its location. So as long as they know this is the location of these permanent strophes and seemingly strophes eventually, and according to Birchon, whatever will happen eventually, so if it happens before, it won't poisel it, should not poisel you as well. So he says, the Chor, according to Birchon, don't have a question. Then one goes to the next question. Rabbi Lazar Shoal, permanent strophes and seemingly strophes, ma'u shi tamu, using it the gifts of Reb Chaim, oichli umashkim b'loi hechsher b'loi tumu. Usually, in order for something to cause a godim and oichlim to become tame, has to have hechshah too, has to touch water. But here, do you say parim yisrofim, seir and yisrofim cause tumah to oichle mashke without water, without touching a sheretz? Why should it be different? Because seifin and tamah is tumah chamor. Eventually, they will make a very big tumah, tumah's godim. It's going to make the clothing tumah, which is a very big tumah. So maybe it's already doing tumah without having all the requirements they usually need. Hasiv Shmuel Kaputkayo, the Shmuel Kaputkayo said, "Me'atu yitamu simurim." If it causes tumo without touching anything, so why then you don't say that the fat that's in the parim nisrofim simurim nisrofim should become tame? Because touching it's tame, and you'll never have imurim toirim because it becomes tame from the power in the seir. Ella b'shapirshu. This is going on. We talk about the imurim left the animal before the imurim leave the animal, so there's no question. It doesn't cause tumo. Once you remove the imurim, the fat from the animal, maybe it doesn't cause tumor right away, because eventually it will cause tumor chamor. Says, even if it did not you did not remove the Imurim. It's still not a question. Ke'ado, as we learned, ein mechatos metamin dover lachzor v'tamas imenu. Meaning, even though mechatos cause tuma, anybody who's involved with mechatos gets tuma, but it doesn't become tuma itself. It only spreads tuma, doesn't become tuma. Same thing over here. The part of the Sovi, Sivri Sovi could cause tumo, but they won't make tumo to themselves, they won't make tumo to the Imurim. So even, it could be that the question is even before the Imurim left the animal. Continues the one that I'm involved with base. Hey, Sivri Yirmiyo. So if Yirmiyo asked, that we need less of a tor, the nevela of oif tor. A oif which died, which is a nevela, died. Have we metamet tumas oichli below echshe below tumo? When he's just safe and metamet tumo chamor. Yeah, we see nevela of tor. Causes tumo when someone swallows it. And it also causes the tumor, if someone touches it, I mean, it causes tumor to a oichle mumashkil to touch it, because eventually it will cause tumor chamura. So you see that logic works. Something will cause tumor chamura, does cause tumor oichle mumashkim. So the same thing will apply to parim and isrofim, seir and isrofim. So more, you can't bring a raya from there. Oma b'yoyse, nivlas oif ator en lemechitzo, elu yesh lemechitzo. Nivlas oif ator causes a tumor everywhere. Every nivlas ator causes tumor. So that's why you say the tumor already starts. But here, when does Parim and Yisrofim say Yisrofim cause tumo? When they leave the chayma. So they only cause tumo once they are out of the wall. So immediately they won't cause tumo maybe before. Oh my man, needless of a Torah, yesh to mechitza. There is a mechitza with a Yisrof Torah. Not in the location, but who eats it? Odom mechitza, so the Odom is the mechitza of Nivu Vasov Torah. It needs to go to the body of the Odom. Tilo can if not like that, ilu if you have a dog. Feel bishop god, he put clothes on the dog. Feel nivlas of a Torah, he lets him eat the dead oif. Shema metam godi basablia, will it cause tumor basablia? Of course not. Because basablia is only a tomb of Adam. So it needs to be in a certain place, but in certain surroundings that are to cause tumor. So it's parallel to parmeni strophim, simeni strophim, that needs to be outside of Yerushalayim. And you see that something that eventually causes tumor, even though it needs certain conditions to do that, it causes tumor before a tumas oichlu mashkim. The same thing will apply to simeni strophim and parmeni strophim. So the more Omar blows the Romeo, no. Nivlas oif ator mechitzos b'chol mokum. Yes, you're right. There is a mechitza by an Adam, but it's still in every location. There's no limitation where it can be. Here it's specifically outside of Yerushalayim, so that's why it's more limited, and therefore you can learn Parim Nisrofim and Sirim Nisrofim from the oif. Continues the Gemara, my beloved, Parim Nisrofim and Sirim Nisrofim, Sheshachtam Lizdreg Domon Lemachor Pigel. He shecht them to throw the blood tomorrow because Pigel. Like any other animal, if you think about the blood to go to be thrown tomorrow because Pigel. Similarly, like Tiri Mur Lamacher Pigel, he has in mind to put the fat on his back, it also causes pigel. But least strafe is Besar Lamacher, if he has in mind to burn the basar the next day, loy pigel, is no pigel. Why? Shalechishu lo lachilas Adam lo lachilas Mizbech. Pigel is only when you think it to either eat it, Adam will eat it, or the Mizbech will eat it. What you do with strafes of the Parim and Yisrafim, it's burned outside of Shalim. Now the Adam eats it, and now the Mizbech eats it. So there's no pigel over there. Says the Gemara of Shammai boy, he asked the question, of the Imurim, where was the fat got lost? Can you throw the blood for the meat? Meaning you have to throw the blood for a certain purpose. So usually you throw the blood to put the Imurim, the fat on the Mizbech. What happens here, you have no Imurim. Should I throw the blood for the meat, which is not going to be eaten? Says the Gemara of Eloi Shmiya, the Omer Ablozo, lo shalei chishu lo achilas odon lo achilas izbeach, we just said, there's no achilas odon lo achilas izbeach, meaning it's not considered to be part of the process of Gedush, that's why Pigul doesn't work, so you can't throw the blood for it. Kedush the Gemara says, Tanei of Zakai, Zah, Shesorav, Metam Godim. Not only a Kohen can burn the Purim and Yisrofim and Yisrofim and Yisrofim, even not a Kohen can do it, and it causes Tumas Godim. Letzucha deloi mao shuk shayim balayad. One question we have is, can you do it in the night? More says, we can learn a kalvachemer. Maim ekter imurim, putting the fat on the mizbech. Sheinim ksherim bizar. You can't do it with not a coin. Someone's not a coin, can't do it. It's still ksherim bala, you could do it at night. We know that the imurim go the whole night. Elushim ksherim bizar. This you could do with a zar. Enu dimshu ksherim bala, of course you could do it at night. So that's the raya that you could do it at night. Continues the Gemara, the pasuk says, a soyrif, someone who burns it, so he gets the, is God him become tummy. So now the one who lights the fire. Now the one who puts together the wood. Who's the one who burns that does mitam godim? Not only the one who's actually burning, anybody who's helping doing the time they're burning, his godim become tummy. From here you learn that anybody who's helping shasreifa causes tumas begodim. Rav Ami Bishrav Loza says, HaMehapech B'Kazayis Metarim B'Godim. Someone who scolds, who puts around the meat of the Parim Nisrovim to make it burn faster, it's also Metarim B'Godim because he's part of the burning of the Parim and Seirim. Continues the word of Mzayin Amud Aleph. Lotzucho, we have a question is, what happens if he's standing inside the Beis HaMikdash or inside Yerushalayim and he's turning around the meat on the fire with a stick sticking out? He's not standing outside. Second one, Shreen Randol, let's learn from the following. It says it goes out and it burns. You have to take the animal outside of the Yerushalayim. It needs to be standing outside. So immediately, you know, there's no Tumas Godin for someone who's standing inside, even though he is calling the calls outside of Yerushalayim. So the more I know, Tavano Machinskio v'tomei adaherev l'rabbi sasoyev, the words tomei adaherev come to say that even someone who's burning it is mitav godim, uvoch hakenos, so here the same thing. Meaning the special ribi that anyone who's burning the Parim and Seirim is Metav Godim, even if he's standing inside. So the Gemara wants to bring two Tzedakim to it, and the Gemara says that according to Chizkiya, anyone who is involved in the burning, even if he's standing inside, he's Metav Godim. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yuma, Daf Mem Vov.